Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Together with Christ by Chelsea Damon is a Christian devotional written for dating couples who want their relationship to be shaped by scripture and shared spiritual habits. Structured as 52 weekly devotions, it is designed to be read together over the course of a year, making it practical for couples with busy schedules. Each entry centers on a Bible passage and then moves into accessible reflection that connects faith to everyday dating realities. The book also includes discussion questions and prompts that encourage honest conversation, prayer, and relationship examination rather than passive reading. A distinctive feature is its inclusion of suggested commitment activities that invite couples to spend intentional time together in simple, memorable ways across its topics. The devotional aims to help couples build a foundation of love, faith, and understanding before marriage, while also offering principles that can remain useful beyond the dating season. The overall purpose is spiritual growth as a couple, not just relationship improvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a weekly rhythm of scripture, reflection, and shared conversation. A core strength of Together with Christ is its consistent weekly format, which lowers the barrier to starting and sustaining spiritual practices as a couple, instead of requiring extensive study skills or long reading sessions. Each devotion begins with a curated Bible passage and then connects that text to relationship life in a direct, readable way. The reflections are meant to be discussed, not merely consumed, and the included questions give couples a clear next step for moving from reading to meaningful conversation. This structure supports couples who may be at different levels of biblical familiarity by keeping the focus on application and dialogue. Over time, the repeated pattern helps partners develop a shared spiritual vocabulary and a habit of checking decisions and attitudes against scripture. Because the book is organized as one devotion per week, it also encourages pacing that allows ideas to sink in and be practiced in real situations. The design reinforces that spiritual formation in a relationship is built through small, consistent choices: reading together, speaking honestly, praying, and then acting differently throughout the week. Secondly, communication and conflict skills shaped by Christian character. The devotional emphasizes relational growth through better communication, particularly when disagreements and misunderstandings arise. Instead of treating conflict as merely a compatibility issue, it frames it as an opportunity to practice Christian maturity and love in action. The discussion questions are aimed at helping couples talk about sensitive matters with clarity and empathy, which can be difficult during dating when both people are still learning each other's patterns and expectations. The book also highlights common obstacles that can damage conversations, such as pride, anger, and selfishness, and it encourages couples to confront these attitudes rather than blame the relationship itself. By tying communication habits to scripture, the devotional positions healthy dialogue as both a practical skill and a spiritual discipline. Couples are invited to examine how they listen, how they speak, and how they repair after difficult moments. This approach is especially useful for couples who want their relationship to reflect their faith, because it pushes beyond surface tips and asks deeper questions about motives, humility, and the kind of partner each person is becoming. Thirdly, forgiveness, reconciliation, and emotional health as a couple. Another major theme is learning to practice forgiveness in real, recurring situations rather than treating it as an abstract ideal. Dating relationships often reveal differences in background, emotional needs, and expectations, and the book's devotional format gives couples a safe framework to process these tensions. By including prayer prompts and reflective questions, the devotional invites couples to move beyond quick apologies and consider the heart work required for reconciliation. This includes acknowledging hurt honestly, taking responsibility, and choosing a path forward that rebuilds trust. The emphasis on forgiveness also supports emotional health because it challenges patterns like scorekeeping, avoidance, and passive resentment. Rather than implying that every relationship problem is solved by one conversation, the weekly approach encourages gradual progress and repeated practice. The devotional's faith-based perspective frames forgiveness as obedience and transformation, not weakness, and encourages couples to seek God's help in becoming patient and compassionate. For many readers, this can be a practical bridge between Sunday beliefs and weekday relationship behavior, especially when emotions run high and conflict feels personal. Fourthly, discussing real-life topics before marriage, family, work, money, and more. Together with Christ covers a range of relationship topics that commonly shape long-term compatibility and day-to-day stability, rather than focusing only on romance. It prompts couples to think about the practical realities that influence a future together, including family dynamics, work pressures, financial attitudes, and other common stress points. This emphasis aligns well with the book's goal of helping couples build a strong foundation before engagement or marriage. The weekly questions encourage couples to talk through areas that are often postponed until later, when habits and assumptions are harder to change. By putting these themes inside a devotional context, the book also keeps the discussions anchored in faith, encouraging couples to ask not only what they want, but also what is wise and godly. This can help reduce the tendency to rely solely on emotion or momentum when making serious decisions. The result is a guided, structured way to explore maturity, priorities, and expectations, even when couples do not agree immediately. The devotional format supports respectful exploration and helps them identify where deeper conversation, counsel, or prayer may be needed. Lastly, commitment activities that turn devotion into shared experience. A distinctive feature of the book is the inclusion of suggested commitment activities alongside scripture and discussion. These activities are simple and accessible, such as going to a baseball game, watching the sunrise, or taste testing local coffee shops, and they function as practical invitations to spend intentional time together. The value is not the activity itself, but the way it reinforces follow through and shared memory making. Many couples can read a devotional and still remain stuck in routine, so the activity element encourages couples to practice presence, curiosity, and joy while building a relationship culture that includes God. In a faith-based context, intentional time together can also create space for conversation that is less pressured than a formal discussion session. The activities can help couples learn how to connect without relying on constant novelty or expensive plans. They also support the broader theme that spiritual growth is embodied beliefs become habits, and habits become a shared way of life. By combining reading, discussion, prayer, and action, the devotional offers a well-rounded weekly pattern that nurtures both closeness and character. In conclusion, Together with Christ is best suited for Christian dating couples who want a guided, scripture-centered way to grow closer to God while also strengthening their relationship. It can also serve engaged couples preparing for marriage, newlyweds who want an easy weekly rhythm of spiritual connection, and even individuals who want a clearer picture of what faith-informed dating conversations can look like. The practical benefit is its built-in structure, a Bible passage, reflection, questions, and prayer prompts that move couples from inspiration to honest dialogue over time. The book supports growth in communication, forgiveness, and maturity while pushing couples to address real-life subjects that often determine long-term health, such as family pressures, work stress, and money attitudes. What helps it stand out in the couple's devotional category is its specific focus on the dating stage and its inclusion of commitment activities that encourage couples to act on what they are learning. Many devotionals emphasize reading and reflection, but stop short of giving couples a concrete way to practice together. This book positions spiritual formation as shared life, obliques helping couples build habits and a foundation that can carry into engagement and marriage with greater clarity and intentionality. If you would like to support Chelsea Damon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.